Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. What are your thoughts on who won what? Who won all the awards last night? You agree? I mean, you want to talk about an overwhelming landslide for Patrick Mahomes. Holy crap. He picked up all but, what, 3 or 4 of the votes? It was unbelievable how he dominated. I thought Jalen Hurts would get more. I think Jalen finished second with 2 votes. The voting was just stupid. And then Josh Allen and then Joe Burrow. But, unbelievable, Patrick Mahomes. And the argument is beginning. I was listening to the show before ours with Max Kellerman and those guys and Keyshawn and whatnot. Max Kellerman's already putting him in. He's talking about Michael Jordan. Now, I'm not saying he's in Michael Jordan's territory, but he's getting to a point that Patrick Mahomes, at some point, you measure other guys in other sports. Oh, he's the Jordan of their sport.
Yeah, but, you know, right now I feel like he's a Steph Curry. Steph was great. Steph won championships, more than one. Steph could do the tricks. Steph did things that other guys don't do at his position.
Right. To me, he's more like Mahomes does that.
Yeah, to me, he's more like Steph Curry, and that's a huge compliment. It's just, it's not even really a, I'm not even trying to make a point about no one's Jordan or whatever. I just think when I see Pat Mahomes, I think of Steph Curry. He does things where you go, man, did you see the throw he made where he looked this way and he did this or that? That's the kind of stuff I'd say about Steph Curry, where when he's not even playing, you see highlights of him in pregame doing things you just go, oh, my gosh, there's no one in the league that could do that. That's kind of how I feel sometimes about Pat Mahomes. But Jordan is such rarefied air. Like, it starts with Tom Brady is Jordan.
Right.
You know.
Well, are you ever going to say he's the Mahomes of their sport? That's what Max Kellerman was saying. And I don't think so. He continues to do this.
We're talking about iconic.
Right.
You know, Brady is just an all-time icon. It's not even, right now for me, it's not even close. You have to play a long time and win a lot of championships to be considered there.
Yeah, it's a longevity thing too. And maybe it will be with Patrick Mahomes too. Listen, in basically 5 years of starting, he's won 2 MVPs. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's really good. He's got to win those titles, too.
Yeah.
That's
this
important.
This is an important game.
You know, this is huge for his legacy. This is really huge because you get 2 titles in 5 years, and all of a sudden people are, you know, we already see the conversations, but we can't wait to call people GOATs and stuff like because we may not be on the air. You know, people on TV may not be on the air when Pat's got 12 years in, where they start to have these conversations. So they feel like they have to have them now. You know, this
I know
goat
I
this
won't.
And goat that. It's so.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't have to call him a goat now because I'm not going to be here in 12 years. I don't care.
On the planet?
I'm probably not. Probably not. No, I have no idea if I'm going to be here tomorrow. So,
well, you've been Teflon John so far.
But is he? You know, was he the MVP this year? I think Jalen got a little short.
I really thought Jalen. I thought they got the awards wrong. I thought Jalen is the MVP. I mean, I knew Pat Mahomes was going to win it.
But he dominated.
Jalen?
No, Mahomes. I mean, the voting. I mean,
it wasn't even close, which I think is wrong. Yeah. I think that was a close. I think that should have been close. I think it should have been close between, comeback player of the year for me was, I didn't even think it was Saquon Barkley has come back from. To me, Saquon is the very definition. You came back from being the
injury and nobody thought anything of you.
Yeah, injury, knowing you were an afterthought. You had been injured multiple years. You have had injuries. You never have really performed. You had a good first year. You haven't performed up to that. To me, Saquon Barkley was the very definition of a comeback player. I understand Christian McCaffrey coming back from a serious injury. You know, that one, or yeah, I mean, that made sense too. Geno Smith, it's cool for Geno because comeback player of the year, I mean, it really is a coming out. It really should be I would call it a blossoming flower award. I think they should start naming it the blossoming flower award.
Well, because now Geno's blossoming. How about most improved player? Geno could have won that.
Really, that's what he is.
Yeah.
He's most improved player is exactly what Geno Smith is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have that?
They don't have that.
Yeah. They have it for basketball.
They have all kinds of other stuff.
Laura Markkanen
like
is
moment of the year, salute to service. They've got the Bud Light Selly of the year.
You're right. They should have most improved and comeback.
Right.
Those are two different things. Geno is not a comeback.
No,
he is the most improved.
I don't think coming back from suck should be comeback player. You don't. That's not
unless it's like you were really good. Like I'm trying to think of. Unless you were really, holy crap.
What the hell?
We got a whole bunch of calls on.
But before we get to the calls, people want to talk about this. I thought they got Daboll right.
Yeah, I thought they got Daboll right. I hit that one.
D'Amico, they got that right.
Yeah, assistant coach. So all the ones that we had as favorites on our NFL, we all had to vote our NFL votes. And all the ones we had were right. They were also all the favorites. Daboll was the favorite. D'Amico was the favorite. Geno was the favorite.
Did you have Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson was actually... Yeah, he was a small favorite over Kenneth Walker and Brock Purdy. Purdy, to me, I see you, Julian. Purdy, to me, I'm not giving it to Purdy because he didn't play long enough.
He didn't play long enough.
Now, I thought it maybe should have been Kenneth Walker. It would have been Breece Hall. Think about this draft. Breece Hall and
Garrett Wilson.
Breece Hall was
Sauce.
Going to be the winner until he got hurt, and then the winner ends up being Garrett Wilson.
And then Sauce Gardner.
This is one draft they did this, and I haven't even mentioned Jermaine Johnson, their defensive end.
And they drafted
after
the Texans, didn't they? Time to talk. Okay, who was first up? Todd. He wants to talk about the NFL awards. What do you say, Todd?
Hey, morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Friday. Micah Parsons got zero first place votes. Not even one first place vote for defensive player of the year. And the dude balled out. I get it. Nick Bosa won. But he didn't get one first place vote.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
See, but on these things, if you only get one vote, I can understand it. I can understand where I'm not vote. Would you have voted for Micah Parsons if you had one vote?
It depends on how many people. Maybe some of the voting. You know, it's funny. Maybe we're just used to voting where people vote for regional stuff too. Like they like, oh, I'm going to represent the, you know, this guy's like they do with Heisman Trophy. You know, there's voting. There's some stuff along regional lines where they just back their guy, kind of like a political thing.
But it ain't like the Hall of Fame baseball where you can put 10 guys down. You put one defensive player. I wouldn't have put Micah.
Yeah, I think you should vote one, two. I think you should vote one, two, three, and you have points and stuff like that.
I don't know if it's like that, but I could certainly see.
I
don't think it is either.
But it feels like Micah should have got a vote. But you're right. Who did I vote for? Well, in my awards we had to do, I voted Nick Bosa.
It was Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
He was the player.
I had one vote. I voted Nick Bosa.
Yeah, and I guess that's what happened with Mahomes as well. I got one vote. I'm going to vote for Mahomes.
Yeah.
I get it. I would have thought more people thought more of Jalen Hurts, though. Julian, what'd you think of the NFL MVP?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
So, man, like, I think the reason why Mahomes is getting this overwhelming support is, A, he's been doing it, right? He's already won the Super Bowl. He's the face. Jalen Hurts hasn't won yet. If this was next year in the same position, same record, same numbers, I think Jalen would be a lot closer to Mahomes. And another thing. That dude, he didn't get one vote. Oh, my goodness. Like, one vote's going to do anything. Have a good day, gentlemen.
That's Niners and Cowboys stuff.
Cowboys.
I don't even know if the other guy was a Cowboy fan. He's just making a comment about.
Well, yeah, he probably is a Cowboy fan. Sorry. There's no Cowboys on the list? Oh, that's a shame. NFL moment of the year and offensive player of the year. I thought Justin Jefferson got
got that right.
They got it right. They got it right on both of them. Angry run of
Wait, what was moment?
Angry run of the year?
So this is funny. So the angry run of the year. So I tweeted as soon as this happened, I said, if Kyle Brandt doesn't have this as his angry run of the week, then they should shut the award or something like that. And Kyle Brandt liked it or retweeted it or whatever from Good Morning Football. That's the guy who does this. And then it didn't win that week. And I'm like, what the hell? It was somebody doing, it was a defensive player doing a stiff arm on the way to a touchdown. Like he scooped up a fumble or something, a big guy. And I'm like, what? And I just thought they missed it. They saved it. They just saved it for the angry
run
of the year.
But if you don't even win that week, you can't win. You can't win for the year if you don't even win that week.
I think they wanted to unleash it at the end of the year. I think maybe he just said, oh, I don't know, because what it was is Damian Pierce's run. I don't remember who he – was it against the Chargers?
Damian's?
Yeah.
It was against the Jags, no? Wasn't it in a win? They got in a win. He got the – he ran really hard.
That's what it was. That was the Jags. Yeah. It was the Jags. Holy crap. It was the best run I saw all year in terms of physicality, and it was stuff like I saw in college. And then he didn't win it that week, but then he wins it for the year.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That was stupid, Kyle Brandt.
Why? He won it for the year. That's all that matters.
You can't win it for the year if you can't even win that week.
Mm.
That doesn't make any sense. Let's get Clem in here. Hey,
would you rather win the presidency or would you rather win Iowa caucus?
You have to win the Iowa caucus first.
No, you don't have to win that to win the presidency.
But you don't even get in.
Yes,
you
can. You don't have to win the Iowa caucus to still be in the running.
Oh, my gosh. Clem, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to call and echo what that other guy was saying about guys signing contracts early.
Yeah.
A little anecdote. A buddy of mine, he knew a guy who was poor, and he signed a contract, which for us might maybe not wasn't a lot of money, but it stopped him from being poor. So when you think about it, it really makes a lot of sense to sign those contracts.
Yeah.
His poverty rate was 100%, and it took him to not 100%. So it really makes a lot of sense to sign those contracts.
Right, from that standpoint.
Yeah. Oh, no, if you look at it like that.
If you're looking at it as
100%, right?
It's just a plus minus. Yeah, you go from the minus side to the plus side. Right. Yes, no, that does, Clem, make sense to have money.
It's not just the Latin American guys. It's regular poor guys can go from poor to not poor.
Right. No, there's
so
no.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense for regular American guys also to go from not poor. From poor to not poor. I think that was a take on the previous caller. Makes a lot of sense.
Thanks,
to go from poor to not
if you get money,
not poor.
If you have a lot of money, then you're not poor.
Makes sense to sign contracts so you're not poor. Yeah, no, it does. It does. There's no question.
All right. Clem.
Stop, Clem. I should have known something. Should have smelled a rat when it said Clem. When's the last Clem you ran into? I didn't even think I'm like, Clem wants to talk Astros. Yes. Okay. And it didn't dawn on me that, I've never seen the name Clem. I think since baseball, maybe I saw it in the baseball encyclopedia.
Clem.
Or one of my dad's baseball cards.
Clem.
Oh, look at this. Oh, well, Clem Haskins. That's the only Clem Haskins is the
Clem
only Clem.
Diddle hopper.
And Clem Haskins, the basketball coach from UTEP. Clem was also the one that was from the one that was the black team that beat Rupp, right? Wasn't Clem Haskins the coach of that one?
No, Don Haskins.
Oh, that's right. Wait, Clem Haskins is, I think he's country.
Clem
music.
Haskins was
Clem
a basketball
Haskins?
Player.
No. Who's Clem Haskins?
He was a basketball player.
He was?
Yeah.
Clem
Don Haskins
no,
was a coach.
No, yeah, he was a coach. Yeah, Clem Haskins. Yeah. Who did Clem coach?
No, he was a pro coach.
No. Clem Haskins. I knew it. He was a professional player and college basketball coach. Clem Haskins was at Western Kentucky that beat. That's what it was. Clem Haskins, that's where the Haskins came from. He played on
Don
the team.
Don Haskins was the UTEP coach.
Well, and Clem was black. Don was white.
Right.
Don played.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Clem played for the Bulls, Phoenix Suns, Washington
Haskins,
Bullets. You're right. He was a basketball player. And then coached Minnesota. Coached in Minnesota for 13 years.
Yeah.
That's
where
you get it from.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's so many
Clems out
there. There's so many Clems that you get
the
confused.
The one I think of immediately is, you remember Red Skelton was Clem Cadiddlehopper. Remember him?
The one I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No.
Go look him up. He was a clown.
I'll never forget this Clem.
He was a clown. Okay.
I'll never forget I don't want to be poor Clem.
That Clem is.
This Clem. Clem.
Clem. Stop saying Clem.
Now
it's 8:14, yeah. ESPN 97.5 and
Brian, Big E, Gilbert, and whoever's on line three. We got you. We come back to you at 8:30. We have Sal Palantonio coming up.
Sal Palantonio's coming
up. Sal Pal. So let's get these calls in.
Yeah, we'll get these calls in on the other side. Right now, though, I want to talk about these people. The Houston Powder Coaters people, they're unbelievable.
These people?
Those people. I like to say those people because they're not me. They're unbelievable. It really is the process when you go there and see for yourself. It's right on the Hardy Toll Road. Well, they'll pick up and deliver your stuff. So if you've got any metal, if you've got any furniture, but if you've got car parts that you want to keep, that you want to, they're rusted or they just don't look good, you want to refinish them, whatever it is. And especially if you've tried to, and you find old car parts that you want to keep, well, get them Houston Powder Coated because they're unbelievable how they look afterwards. Like they're brand, not only brand new, but they all the colors and different stuff that they can do with them. They're unbelievable how good they are. But the process of how long and how difficult and how conscientious they are with sanding and prepping is unbelievable. And then the baking and the spraying, it's going to last forever. It is the perfect process. They're so good at what they do. So if you want to save your patio furniture, you want to save your car parts, or whatever metal that you have that you want to save, they're awesome. And they will pick up. They will deliver. They'll go from – if you can hear us, they're pretty much – they'll get the job done at Houston Powder Coaters. So if you're looking for the best of the best, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For whatever reason, we got a full board. Everybody wants to talk today.
Two want to talk Rockets. You know, the Rockets made deals, but they're not really. They basically moved up one of their first-round picks in a deal. They got Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky, probably not going to matter much. They got rid of Eric Gordon. He basically escaped.
Yeah.
I was glad for him, a veteran. He gets away from vibes but has a chance to get wins, so it's a choice.
Eric Gordon just, I don't know. He's the $20 million. Did he deserve that $20 million?
A lot of people think he's one of the best free agent acquisitions in the history of the Houston Rockets.
Because
he was I saw that comment yesterday. Who's a better one, if you think about it?
A better free agent acquisition?
Over the course of the – Eric really didn't have a tremendous amount of injuries relative to what he had before he came in. That one actually worked out for the most part. And Eric was a good player for some good teams the Rockets had. Obviously, when you have an Eric Gordon, who cares now? I mean, what is it? It's just he could do more for – the Clippers than they could do for the Rockets.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need them. No, best free agent acquisition in the history of the team?
Well, over the last 15 years.
Over the last 4 years.
Well, let's go over the last 15 years. Who's better?
Well, I don't.
I mean, they have to have played more than a couple years. Like, Kyle Lowry. Most of these guys are trades.
Yeah,
most of the guys are brought in through trade. So free agency is a much smaller group of people. Is it Ryan Anderson?
No.
Okay.
Ooh. No, it's not. It's
Scottie Pippen?
No. And that was no more than 15 years ago now.
Right.
How about Jeremy Lin?
No, he didn't. Nope.
Yeah.
Not Jeremy Lin.
I'm going to go through the list of Rockets free agents.
You're going to be surprised. It's probably accurate. Because most of the guys, they get her from trades.
Right. So, all right, let's get...
I'm getting you on a technicality, actually.
Who won? LSU Brian. Let's get him in here. Hey, LSU Brian.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey. So, first, I wanted to mention the name Clem. I actually have a brother named Clem. His name, real name Clemens, but we call him Clem. I thought that was kind of funny. Y'all was talking about that. But
you really don't see many Clems anymore.
I mean, Louisiana does give you a shot, though.
Yeah, and it was that he was named after an uncle. So, like Lance said, it's guys from way back. You see an encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know. I just had a question with the draft. I don't know exactly how this works. If for some reason you got two, and I'm pretty sure, or even say three, because I don't believe. Whatever you give the number one, especially this year for Wembanyama, ain't no one taking any trade packages for him. But can you trade, say if you're at three and you want to go up to two and get Scoot? I'm not sure if you can. That's why I wanted to ask y'all. Can you package, say, your number three and a player off of your team to go up to two, or do you have to – is it all picked?
Oh, no, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. The question is, would anyone, if you don't end up with the third pick, I mean, if you end up with a third pick, will anyone trade one or two? No one's trading one. No one's going to trade one. Will anyone trade the number two pick? The Scoot Henderson pick? If you are a player who, if you're a team that needs help in the backcourt, you just no chance you're trading that.
No.
I don't think one or two is going to be traded.
Neither of them. No, the Scoot's not going to be traded.
You can't finish third.
No.
You cannot finish third. Or all this tanking that everyone's claiming the Rockets are doing when it's really just bad basketball. They can call it tanking if they want. It's not like they could win if they wanted to.
No. Best Rockets free agent ever was Dikembe Mutombo. 5 years here. They were his last years.
How long has Eric played here?
Jeremy Lin, Lewis Lloyd, Rick Barry, Kevin Willis.
Rick Barry was a good one. I loved Lou Lloyd, and then cocaine got him.
Yeah, but...
I was my favorite player. Lou Lloyd was my favorite player. I patterned my game after Lou Lloyd. The long... He was one of the original Euro steppers, basically. The long, slow strides, sweet Lou. Barry, you know what Barry Warner called him on Channel 20? Barry Warner was color commentator. On 20 Vision, Channel 20. Road games, he called it, because his nickname was Black Magic. His nickname was Black Magic Lewis Lloyd. And so that's how I knew, because Barry Warner called him
Barry
Black
Warner
Magic.
Saying that
everyone else called him Sweet.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Everyone else called him Sweet Lou. Barry called him Black Magic. That was his playground nickname, right. Lewis Lloyd's. But Lewis Lloyd also, I'm just giving you all my Lewis Lloyd trivia. He played with Ralph. They brought him in 1983, Ralph's first year. And I remember as a young person, I couldn't wait to see Ralph Sampson. Lou Lloyd hit a triple-double. Lou stole the show in game one. The Rockets beat the Warriors, and Lewis Lloyd had a triple-double. I was like, damn. Lewis Lloyd also averaged, like.
He also got suspended 2.5 years for cocaine.
Yeah, he did. That was a bum rap.
Yeah. Let's get Big E
I dedicated the day he got kicked out of the league, I dedicated my game to Lewis Lloyd. I had 18 points, and I dedicated it to Lou Lloyd.
Nice.
My dad was proud.
Yeah, couldn't have
been. I had the very best players. Like, who's your favorite player, Lance? Cesar Cedeno on baseball? Oh, he murdered a woman. It was involutary manslaughter.
Well,
he didn't know she was
not
getting into his house.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, and then Lewis Lloyd, out of the league for cocaine. What about basketball? Benny Anders from University of Houston. Mm. Benny Anders literally pulled a gun on somebody at University of Houston in a pickup basketball game. And then hit it on a 12-foot ledge. Like, he jumped up and hit. It was an 11-foot ledge. A gun up there that they eventually found. And then Benny disappeared off the face of the earth for 25 years.
No?
They did a whole documentary that turned out to be about Benny Anders.
Mm-hmm.
The Chip Reeves did. That was the 30 for 30 about Five Slam a Jam. And then it just turned into, hey, where's Benny Anders? In the middle of it, it took a turn like, wait, where the hell has anyone seen Benny? His own family, like, we don't know where he is.
And then let's get Big E in here quickly before we get to Sal Pelantonio. Hey, Big E.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, best Rocket free agent by far, Tracy McGrady.
He was a trade.
It was a trade.
They traded for Tracy.
Oh, okay.
Steven Coutinho.
Okay, thank you for putting me in my place.
No, it's all right.
Real quick, why why don't we go as far as the Rockets go? Why don't we go for Mark Jackson? I'm not sure if he'd be the right fit, but he was a big part of creating Golden State. They were relatively young whenever he was coaching them. I don't see how he's not a coach in the league at the moment. Why don't we? How do y'all feel about Mark Jackson coaching the Rockets? And real quick, also, when I go to mybookie.com, who do I place my bet on for the Super Bowl? Appreciate you guys.
Well, John, that's your call. Five Star has the. We can tell you Five Star, who comes on Thursdays. He had the. He has the Chiefs.
Has the Chiefs. I'm torn on this one. I really am too.
I don't know. I've been liking the Eagles, but Five Star actually made some pretty good points. And the one thing that concerns me here is that I really think Spagnuolo is a good defense coordinator. I'm starting to think maybe this game is going to be a little lower scoring than I think.
Well, we're going to hear from Hatchet Man today.
Tony Valentine.
We'll get, 9 o'clock. So keep on listening. 9 o'clock. Tony Valentine is going to give you not only that, but all the props. I mean, he's got
a lot of stuff.
He's got all the entertainment inside. He's got it all. So we're going to have Tony Valentine give you the download. Don't listen to us. Listen to Tony Valentine.
Yeah.
And listen to Sal Palantonio next right here. But right now, let's talk about the Valentine's Day, which is coming up.
We'll get to your Mark Jackson thing in just a little bit.
Yeah. Give her the next sex thing to wear, nothing at all, with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive. You'll both love the feeling of them. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling wearing nothing at all. Order today. Use code RADIO, and Pajamagram will include free Valentine's Day deluxe packaging, which includes red velvet gift bag, lotion, and eye mask. That's a $40 savings with code RADIO on a best-selling Valentine's Day total gift experience. Valentine's night is done right here, right now, with the naturally nude pajamas. They sold out, okay? If you didn't get them for Christmas, they sold out before last Valentine's Day, so hurry up. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code RADIO to order your naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Time for me to talk right now about the great people over at Artisan Grange. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get out of that dip, dipping is dangerous, okay? I've seen so many people with problems in their lip, between their cheek and gum, ugly stuff. And you're dipping, you got tobacco, you got nicotine. How about dipping with hemp in a pouch made of hemp? And CBD oil. The CBD is actually, it got healing powers. The hemp will not hurt you. No tobacco, no nicotine. It's a great way. And all of the different flavors, if you like wintergreen, if you like citrus, if you like the tobacco flavor, they got that as well. They got all the different flavors, and they've got everything you could possibly need. Switch to hemp as opposed to the dip that you're doing now, which is dangerous. Hemp is not. It is so great. You are going to find that you still got that same sensation, yet you do not have the danger of the nicotine and tobacco. All you got to do is go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
If it happens in Philadelphia, Sal Palantonio is the go-to guy. National correspondent for ESPN, but he's also the author of Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl title, at SalPalESPN. On Instagram, rejoining the show. We appreciate you, Sal. We really appreciate you. I know how busy you are this week, so thanks for spending some time with us.
No, when your producer reached out to me, it was a no-brainer. You guys, I respect you guys. You know that I do. And, hey, Jalen, it's his hometown, Channel View. You guys have a great show, so let's do it. What do you got for
me? We had his dad on yesterday.
And, I would love to have heard. I mean, I'm going to go back. I'll have my producer grab that. I want to hear that interview.
Yeah, he was
a variant, right? A variant. I've never talked to him. I have.
I'll tell you what, I have tremendous respect for him because I've met his son and seen his son and watched his son, and I got to tell you, he was brought up right. He was brought up right, man.
He's what you want out of a quarterback. I mean, the leadership, and Sal, you know the stories. Man. This is a guy who hangs out with his offensive linemen. He lifts like they lift. Like, there's a level of respect for him and command. And I ask his dad, when did he become that guy where he was it born like that? And he said, not until his senior year. He was always just kind of a quieter guy. He had a great story about it that we'll for sure have RJ, our producer, send you the interview. But he really had a great story about how another coach made a comment to him about making sure that you celebrate the running back's touchdowns and the wide receiver's touchdowns with them, because that'll make them want to play harder for you. And I think he's just a guy who's taken everything in, and, you know, he's naturally has that leadership, but then he's also very coachable. And that's one thing, and you saw this last year. So I was on a podcast in Philadelphia early last season, and I made comments about, hey, you know, I think Jalen's getting better. I think he's looked, and I mean, I couldn't believe the response to it. So much negativity, and I didn't realize there was this big civil war going on between Jalen and anti-Jalen people. This is last year with the Eagles fans. And then what happened in the offseason is he's just gotten way better as a passer. He's really improved.
Yes, he really has. You know, he completed 75% of his passes from the pocket, which was number one in the NFL among all quarterbacks. So he's become more accurate. And the key thing, Lance, is this, right? Your quarterback can win you some games, but he can also lose you some games by turning the ball over. We know that. We know that to be true in the NFL. You know, the old adage is defense wins championships, but quarterbacks win the Super Bowl, but they can also lose it. And his turnover ratio of 1.1%, let me repeat that number, 1.1% is better than any other quarterback in the NFL this year. That was number one. Patrick Mahomes II was fourth. Joe Burrow was ninth. Josh Allen was 23rd. That's the difference between Jalen Hurts and the rest of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Sal Palantonio with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you a little surprised he didn't garner more MVP votes?
Am I a little surprised that he didn't win it?
Even compete. I mean, but Mahomes ran away with it.
I'm blown away by it, frankly. I am. I don't have a vote. I'm blown away by it. I think it's really misguided. You know, Mahomes had a great year numbers-wise. But if you're saying to me, who's the most valuable player to his team in 2022, it's Jalen Hurts, not even close. I just have a feeling a lot of these voters who are my brethren, my colleagues, they look at numbers and they look at highlights, but they don't look in depth to the value of a player like Jalen Hurts to his team.
Right.
To me, it's a runaway. He's the MVP. And hello, the Eagles had the best record in the league. How is Nick Sirianni? I have respect for Brian Daboll, don't get me wrong. But Nick Sirianni's the coach of the year. It should have been the Triple Crown. It should have been Howie Roseman, who got the executive of the year, Nick Sirianni, coach of the year, and Jalen Hurts. And I'm not just saying that because I covered the team. I try to be – I mean, you guys have me on because I try to be objective.
You're national, too.
Real. Yeah. And you try – you know, I try to keep it real and be objective. If I see something that's going on, I'm going to tell you about it. I just don't get it. I really don't.
Roseman's unbelievable. That 10 of the 11 starters were drafted by the Eagles. That is unbelievable, Sal, how good this guy – and I don't think he gets near the credit.
Yeah, and I heard you guys were like the godfather of the draft. That's what your promo said. I'm going to take your word for it then. How about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. People will kind of crap on Howie about the famous video where they take Jalen Reagor and then everyone with Minnesota's like, oh, my God, we can't believe we're going to get Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that was a miss. That was a big miss.
Yeah, but who cares? Yep. We all miss.
Yeah, we miss. But guess what? Justin Jefferson's sitting home. Jalen Reagor's sitting home. Howie Roseman's here.
Howie Roseman's in the Super Bowl. And I think that getting back to Jalen for a second, I really do think it's because we are such a stats-oriented society, and you mentioned that, Sal, but when you get into the running stats, I don't think it's being accounted for enough. What Jalen can do to shut a game down, to close – to extend a third down into a first down conversion with his legs. This is not accounted for enough in what he is able to do for his team. It's all about passing touchdowns, and it's not enough about not turning the ball over, as you mentioned, because I didn't know that stat. And then his success from the pocket when he throws, and then his ability when you add the running to what impact does he have on his team? To me, it was Jay. I mean, I definitely thought it was Jalen and Nick Sirianni. Nick wasn't even in the group of three. How is Nick Sirianni not in the group of three for head coach of the year?
You know, as Fletcher Cox likes to say to me all the time when I see him, people don't like us and we don't care. So they have that attitude. They got a chip on their shoulder. That's a motivating factor. Come on now. We all know
yeah.
These are human beings. These are human beings, and this is their craft. This is their life. This is their profession. This is what they live for, breathe for. They are eating, breathing, sleeping football 24/7, and they're going to try to go get this thing. When I talked to Shane Steichen one-on-one 2 days ago, I said, listen, man, give me a yes or no answer. Is the shoulder injury to Jalen Hurts going to restrict you at all in your play calling Sunday against the Chiefs? And he just hesitated a half a beat, and he looked me in the eye and he said, no, we're going to go try to win this thing.
I'm curious. You just mentioned Shane Steichen. There are two head coaching jobs open, and neither team has made a move. And one of the owners, Jim Irsay, said it's a matter of days, not hours, which – to me, man, I'm sure that at least one of those jobs is going to be filled by either Jonathan Gannon or Shane Steichen. Do you expect to lose both coordinators for the Cardinals and for the Colts jobs?
Dude, love you, respect you, but it's Friday of the Super Bowl. I'm up chest high in snakes and alligators right now covering this game. If you want to ask a question like that and get a straight answer and a smart answer, it's 1-800-ADAM-SCHEFTER, okay?
You're just in Philly.
He's busy. He's busy. All right, what about
No, it's not that I'm busy. It's that I'm – hey, don't confuse focused with busy, okay?
All right, gotcha.
He's focused on the Super Bowl.
What about the criticism of the Eagles that they didn't really play the toughest schedule, the best quarterbacks, and now they got to face Mahomes, and a lot of people are looking at the game that way?
And people are looking at the game that way, and they should, because his name is Patrick Mahomes II. That's his name. I like to say it because it sounds good, but he's also twice as good as everybody else on the field. You can't get him off the field on third and fourth down. Very, very difficult. Got to play keep away. Got to cover number 87. So this will be their biggest challenge. That, you know, they're favored by just 1.5 points for a reason. These teams are close. The coaching staffs know each other. In football, I don't have to tell you this, guys, and you know it, something Ron Jaworski taught me very early on from the matchup show. Coaches coach against coaches, and these coaches know one another. By the way, matchup show, Greg Cosell, Darius Butler, Super Bowl Sunday, ESPN2. 9 a.m. Eastern, ESPN2, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Can't wait to see it. We had Greg Cosell
throughout
the year.
Yeah, Cosell was on all year with us.
Sal, it's interesting because when you talk about matchups, the one thing that Andy Reid, even though you know Kelce is the guy now, and there's no Tyreek anymore, and they'll go Scantling sometime. They have different ways to hurt you, but Kelce's the guy. The difference is, and they still win, the difference is, right now, Jalen Hurts, you had 4 rushing touchdowns the other day with Philadelphia. You've got A.J. Brown, who at any game can have a big game. Devontae Smith at any game can have a big game. Sanders, obviously, and all the even Boston Scott one had the other day. You don't know if Jalen's going to beat you with his arm or his legs. I think that's one of the real interesting things we have, too, here is we have the predictability of Mahomes to Kelce versus the unpredictability of how the Eagles are going to attack you.
100% right. I mean, this is why the Eagles offense is so dynamic, is because they come at you from so many different ways. You didn't even mention Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Kenny Gain. I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
Right, no,
yeah,
exactly.
No, you're dead on.
Yeah. And Kenny Gainwell. Let's not forget him. He's been their best back in the postseason. So they got a lot of different ways they can hurt you. And Jalen Hurts is a ball handler, and he's doing a really good job of okey-doke in the safeties. I mean, go back and watch it, guys. Go back and watch the Niners on defense. Just watch about 5-6 running plays in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Jalen Hurts, through his ball handling and deception, just eliminates Fred Warner from the plays over and over again. Makes him irrelevant, which is hard to do because Fred Warner is the best sideline-to-sideline linebacker we've got right now.
Sal Palantonio, we'll let you go. We know you're busy. We really appreciate you for spending time with us here this morning, Sal. Great stuff. We love it, and thanks for doing this. We really appreciate
it. Totally my pleasure. I look forward to it. Would you do me a favor? Just have your producer text me that Avarian interview. I think with your permission, we'll put that on SportsCenter. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it right here, right now. That's Sal Palantonio here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sal, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Sal Pal, he's bought that Eagles team now. Don't be asking him about no coaching stuff right now.
I mean,
he's busy.
Trying to find out who you're going to lose.
No. We ain't about that life.
That's like
we're about winning a Super Bowl this week.
That's like asking, you know, after somebody wins the Super Bowl, so have you thought about what you're going to do now? Do you plan on staying or retiring? Like when they were asking Tom Brady that, he goes, guys, I just won a Super Bowl. Sal's telling me, hey.
I ain't even won a Super Bowl yet.
Can we get through a Super Bowl? I just want to get through a Super Bowl before people tell me that I'm losing my coordinators.
We will.
Sal's embedded now. Sal is embedded in Philadelphia.
We've got Hatchet Man joining us top of the hour. Danan Hughes, the Kansas City Chiefs color analyst. We'll get a different perspective on the game at 9:30. And we'll get the Hatchet Man's perspective, Tony Valentine, at 9 o'clock. So that's all happening right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about T-Box, my man, DB, and Catherine. She is unbelievable. And Brian and all the great people, the bartenders. They got some hot bartenders there, guys. I don't want you to get your perv on. All I'm saying is they got some hot bartenders there. You can go get your drink on. You can go get your golf on. You can get your sports on. They got TVs all over the place. Nice, clean place with 8 huge bays for you to play golf. For you, inside, outside, night, day, it doesn't matter. Party. You can have meetings there. You can have parties there. You can work there during the day. You say you can't golf because you're too busy. Well, what do you mean you can't golf? You can golf night or day, rain or shine. It doesn't matter. You got T-Box down in Kima, down there in the League City area. And listen, you are going to love it. The courses are awesome, and it's realistic, guys, but you're going to see courses that you would not normally see. Ever. You're going to go play Pebble anytime soon? No, you can play it right now at T-Box. TBoxTexas.com. T-E-E, TBoxTexas.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
So I picked up my truck Wednesday, and I got to tell you that the Chastang experience is the best experience that you're going to have. And not just because it's me and I speak for them. It doesn't matter who it is. If you're coming in, your chances are your name is going to be right there at the entrance on a board that's going to say welcome to you. That's the kind of welcoming people that they are. They welcome you, and they know that you're going to become part of the Chastang family. It's corny, but you're going to become part of the Chastang family. I'm part of the Chastang family now. I bought a car there, and I'm going to buy all my cars there because the experience that you get there, you know that they're working as hard as they possibly can for you. You know you're getting all the rebates that you can possibly get. You know you're getting the best financing. We went through a different bank. They didn't give the loan to Ford. They gave it to a bank because there was a better interest rate over there. They're going to work hard to find those kinds of things for you and make sure that you get the best deal because they want you to be completely satisfied. They want you to be happy. They want you to have the payments that you need to have. They don't want to add on to your bill. They don't want to mark up your bill because they want you to have the best car buying experience because you know what? You're going to come back. I'm going back. I've already gone back once, and I'm going to go back again every time when I need a car, and I'm going to get it from Chastang Ford. You will feel the same way at ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so we haven't even mentioned yet the Hall of Fame names were announced yesterday. Nine guys going in, and one of them is not Andre Johnson. So here's the list. I don't know. Darrell Revis, yeah. Darrell Revis, Hall of Famer, yeah. Joe Thomas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rondé Barber?
That one surprised me.
I guess he's got the most sacks from a cornerback in league history.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right. That's all you, it means you come off the edge. Okay. Nobody blocked you.
He was a cover two corner. Tampa had a lot of success. I mean, he was good. I just never would have guessed Rondé Barber.
Zach Thomas? Yes. Zach Thomas was a Hall of Famer to me.
Yes.
DeMarcus Ware?
Yes, 100%.
And then Don Coryell.
Yep.
He was awesome. Chuck Howley was the only Super Bowl MVP from a losing team.
Okay. I don't know Chuck Howley.
Chuck Howley was a Cowboy.
Okay.
He was a Cowboy linebacker, DN.
I'm immediately going to say no then.
Yeah, I know. I'm against it. Joe Klecko. A little surprising to me.
Yeah, he was a good sack guy.
But these are all guys that
veterans.
Are veterans. And Ken Riley. Ken Riley was a...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have a problem with any of those.
Well,
Rondé was a surprise to me.
Rondé was a surprise
like,
to me.
Like, you can't make it if people are... Andrew Luck started trending because he's eligible, I guess, next year. And people are looking at it. Andrew Luck can't get in. He quit. He quit football.
In his prime, and he was... Yeah.
He had solid years. You don't get in the Hall of Fame for 6 years of football.
Well, the Hall of Fame seems to be a lot easier than... In the NBA, in the Basketball Hall of Fame, seemed to be a lot easier than baseball anyway.
Yeah.
Certainly.
No, Andrew Luck can't get in. He didn't do enough. I mean, if he would have stuck around, yeah, but he did. He didn't.
When you're
do
entering
enough.
Nine a year, it's going to fill up in a hurry. They're going to have to. They're certainly going to have to expand that place. Listen, Andre Johnson didn't get in. Gary Kubiak was on with the Wheelhouse Boys yesterday, and asked about whether or not Andre deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. Here's former Texan coach Gary Kubiak.
Well, guys, I'll tell you this. Nobody worked harder than Andre Johnson. And I was fortunate enough to be around Jerry Rice and some great quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And the thing that all those guys had in common was how they prepared and how they worked. And when I came to Houston, the first time I stepped on the practice field with Andre, I knew about him, but obviously I'd never been with him. And that's exactly what he did. He reminded me of Jerry and how he practiced, how he prepared. And then, you got to look back, and Andre, unfortunately, was not on, some great playoff teams and those type of things, but he deserves a lot of credit as a person and a player for staying here in Houston and fighting the fight where they could get the corner turned. And there's no doubt in my mind he's a Hall of Famer, and, boy, I sure hope he gets the call tonight. But when he does get the call, I promise you I look forward to being there.
If you coached Andre Johnson, you love Andre Johnson.
He was really hurt by Gary's offense, and he was helped by it, but he was hurt by it, because once you got inside, the way it's designed is once you get inside the 15-yard line,
it's running.
It's very difficult because it's based on levels, so you don't have enough room for Andre to really operate. And so he was never going to be a high touchdown guy unless his touchdowns were all going to have to come, like 18, 25, 35, 40. He was not going to get the back shoulder fades. They never threw. We always would talk about, why are you not just throwing a jump ball to Andre? They never did that.
No.
The Texans never did it.
Now,
we don't like that on fourth downs.
No, he is a top 11 receiver all time.
Yeah, I mean, he caught a lot of passes.
He's 49th in touchdowns.
Yeah, the thing was, it's not designed for you to get a lot of touchdown catches. You look at Kyle Shanahan, who is his wide receiver that's had a ton of touchdown catches. He's had a guy like Deebo Samuel who has a variety of ways to get the football, but he's not a standard outside wide receiver it doesn't exist. And so who are the great wide receivers from a touchdown standpoint with Alex Gibbs's and Gary Kubiak and Mike Shanahan's offense? Was it – you had Ed McCaffrey, and you had – who was the other guy that was with Ed McCaffrey, the other wide receiver with those Broncos teams?
Those weren't the three amigos, not the...
No. You're thinking of the Miami.
No, I'm not. That's the super duper. That was the Smurfs. Or no, the Smurfs were Washington. The three amigos were Denver. Yeah.
Were they? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not who I'm. That's okay. Obviously not.
No, you're thinking of Ed McCaffrey. Who's on the other side from Ed McCaffrey? I forget.
I'll get it right now. Your wide receiver on the other side would be not Willie Green. It's not going to be. It's Ed McCaffrey, Marcus Nash. Oh, Rod Smith. That's right.
Yeah.
So Rod Smith. Neither one of those guys were big-time guys for that offense. It was more about Terrell Davis. I mean, they caught plenty of passes. But that offense is not designed to get a lot of touchdowns, but you can have a really good career. And Andre was, man, Andre was, at one point, Andre was considered the best wide receiver. There was a year where Andre had kind of the best wide receiver title, and shortly thereafter, it was Dwayne Brown had best tackle title. And so, you know, those are good draft picks by the Texans. One of them was Alex Gibbs demanded Dwayne Brown, and one of them was the Texans got lucky because the Charles Rogers was the pick. With Detroit picked Charles Rogers second in 2003, and Andre just fell right into the lap of Charlie Cashley with the third pick. Charles Rogers, man, can you imagine drafting him over Andre Johnson?
Oh, wow. Wow. Andre Johnson, 1,062 receptions and 14,185 receiving yards. Both rank 11th in NFL history. If you're 11th in NFL history, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, especially since that, it's not like, well, this is a passing era and there's going to be a lot of guys that are passing up, you know. It's going to be a lot harder to get in as a running back than, you know, it used to be because everybody ran the football. A bunch of running backs are in there because everybody ran the football. Now, the quarterbacks and the wide receivers are going to be flying in there. In 10, 15 years, it's going to be a lot more wide receivers. You're right. And he played with Matt Schaub and David Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not nothing against Matt Schaub
and others
and a bunch of others, and so that the fact
Sage,
that he's
Tony
11th all time,
it's incredible. He was a go-to, and you knew he was a go-to guy. You had Kevin Walter on the other side for many of those years, so it's not like he had some hyper dangerous, you know. And he played on the team with a couple of the years. He had a huge rushing attack with Arian Foster, so he was, you know. Technically, you'd think he'd be minimized a little bit, but yeah, Dre doesn't get enough love. Part of it's because he's quiet. He was always quiet. He played for the Texans, who were, you know, they were slow to come up, and then he didn't have the big touchdown numbers. So from a fantasy football standpoint, Andre Johnson was not, you know, he was a good wide receiver, but those, so even fantasy owners weren't always talking about Andre Johnson back in the day because he wasn't clicking in touchdowns.
All right, when we come back,
we're a stats-driven society now. Yeah. I mean, it's like, if you don't have touchdowns now, my sons probably will never even know Andre Johnson existed because he never had double-digit touchdowns, ever. Isn't that crazy?
When we come back, Tony Valentine is going to join us. We'll have the inside scoop on. I mean, he's got inside information that you just don't have. You just don't get anywhere else. You're going to get it right here from the Hatchet Man, Tony Valentine. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, it's Doc Linville. And I honestly looked this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, how awesome it is to have hair today. And I wake up a lot of days and I just feel like I just am better. I'm better than a lot of people because I have hair. You know what? You shouldn't be judged that you're a better person than other people because you have hair, but I do. I mean, it's better to have hair than not have hair. So I just feel like I'm better than they are. So if you want to feel better than other people, you want to feel superior, you have to have hair. Do you see any superheroes that are bald? No, it just doesn't happen. They have to have beautiful hair, and Doc Linville gives you beautiful hair. So stop already with the baldness. You don't need it. You don't have to be bald anymore. What you have to be is you have to be a client of Doc Linville and have beautiful, luscious, wonderful hair. The process is simple. It's wonderful. You'll love it. Don't be bald anymore. You can stop it. You can stop the madness. All you need to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.